In the name of the Father, and Love, the Son, and the Holy Radio. Spirit.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
I believe, our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me for 1 second. I've got to take a drink of something. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And friends, I apologize for how I sound. I am still under the weather. today is the feast day, and I'm going to take a few more swigs of something to drink right now. It's coffee, and then I'm switching to tea. So today is the feast day of St. Marguerite Bourgeois. She lived from 1620 until 1700. She was born in France to a large middle-class Christian family. After having a deep religious experience at the age of 20, she dedicated her life to God through the Virgin Mary. She then joined an apostolate, which served God by educating underprivileged children. When she was 32, the governor of Fort Ville-Marie, now Montreal, Canada, visited Marguerite's town and invited her to be a missionary in the New World as a lay teacher, instructing the children of the colonists and the Native Americans. Marguerite agreed, and she made the long ocean journey. She would do that several times, by the way. Realizing the importance of the family in establishing New France, Marguerite mentored young ladies and prepared them for marriage and family life as a pioneer woman. She signed as a witness on the marriage certificates of many early settlers. As a result of these activities, she was affectionately called the mother of the colony. She also worked to build the first church and the first school there. She also founded the Congregation of Notre Dame of Montreal, which is an active religious order to this day. For her great apostolic and missionary activity, she is considered the co-foundress of Montreal. She is also the first woman saint of the Catholic Church in Canada. Her feast day is, of course, today, January 12th, and this comes from morningoffering.com. And I've told you this a million times before. Of course, I know it's not that many, and that's a big exaggeration, but I've told you this a whole bunch, and John Benko has told you that if you're not using morningoffering.com, you're missing a lot. I mean, you're missing a lot. And morningoffering.com is a service of the Catholic Company. So while they do it in order to sell books and things, it's still a beautiful resource. I mean, there's a devotion of the month dedicated to the Holy Name of Jesus, which is the devotion of the month of January. It's got daily prayers for the dead, prayer of spiritual communion, prayer for the Holy Father. It's got the Liturgy of the Hours, the Lord's Morning, the terse mid-morning, the sext midday, the non afternoon and vespers evening, and compline night. It's got the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, it's really a great website. Now, I'm also going to read to you about St. Marguerite from Catholic.org, which is another website that I like a lot. And this one is talking about her. She was canonized by Pope John Paul II. She had survived many threats in the 26 years she had been in the wilderness of Canada. She had lived through Iroquois attacks, a fire that destroyed her small village, plagues on the ships that took her back and forth to France. But nothing threatened her dreams and hopes more than what her own bishop said to her in 1679. That was when he told her that she had to join her congregation in Notre Dame with its teaching sisters to a cloistered religious order of Ursulines. This was not the first time she had heard this command, whether from a misplaced desire to protect her sisters or from discomfort in dealing with an active order of religious women. Bishops had long wanted her to fit into the usual mold of cloistered orders. But she had overcome so many challenges to get to this day and was not to be deterred. In her own native France, she had belonged to a sodality of women who cared for the sick. The stories of hardships and dangers in Montreal that made other people shiver had awakened a call from God to serve in her to serve the Native Americans and settlers who endured this adversity. She met with the governor of what was then called Villa Maria, or Ville Marie. I went to a camp as a kid named Camp Villa Marie, and I have to wonder if it wasn't somehow named after this, and convinced him that she was the person he was looking for to help start the school for the children of Montreal. When she arrived in Villa Marie, as it was called then, she found that few children survived to school age. She helped the remarkable Jeannie Marie Mance, who ran the hospital, to change this tragedy. When she finally had children to teach, she had set up a school and a stable. So she was not ready to surrender to the bishop. Excuse me. There was too much at stake. She reminded him that the Ursulines, because they were cloistered, could not go out and teach as her sisters had done. The poor and educated, excuse me, would not and could not travel to Quebec, to a Quebec cloister over miles of frontier at the risk of their lives. But her sisters were more than willing to live in huts in order to fulfill their call from God. She had set up schools all over the territory, not just for children. King, in well-meaning ignorance, had sent untrained orphans over to be the colonists. She had set up a school for the women to teach them how to survive and thrive in Canada. How could she do the work for God that she had done so well in a cloister? The bishop replied, "I cannot doubt, Mother Bourgeois, that you will succeed in moving heaven and earth as you have moved me." The congregation remained an active teaching order, one of the very first of its kind for women. Their rule had to go through one more attempt at turning them into a cloister, but Marguerite lived to see the triumph when their rule was made official in 1698. She was canonized in 1982 by Pope John Paul II. So that's all I'm going to say about St. Marguerite Bourgeois, and that comes from Catholic.org. So let's move on to the three Hail Marys. Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that innocence, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strengthen to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And we pray for the special intentions of all of our listening audience. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, my Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God, Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then thine eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul, pray for us. St. Marguerite of Blois, pray for us. Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So with our 9 minutes left, we're going to talk about the weekly update, or the daily update. I'm going to take another swig of this coffee, which is really good, by the way. So if you didn't listen to the Catholic Ken Apologetics show this morning, then you really missed a lot, because it was really a great, 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 great show. I mean, it was a very good topic. It was, and it was very well done. Ken had the answers, and he clearly knew what he was talking about. Thankfully, we keep all of our shows available for streaming, so you can go listen on the web at your convenience. On tomorrow at noon Eastern, William will be doing an interview about abortion in the post-Roe world, which ought to be interesting. And if I can, I'm going to listen live, but if I can't, then I'll listen later. And then on Monday, Luke is going to be doing part two of the Gospel of John. Now, I asked Luke how long he thought it would take him to do the Gospel of John, and his response was to throw up his hands and say, I have no idea, because there are some passages of the Gospel of John that can take an entire show by themselves. And we're talking 3 or 4 or 6 lines, take an hour by themselves to go through. And then other passages where we can do an entire chapter in less than an hour. So there's the answer there. And then if you think you missed Lisa Marie Nicole's last Saturday, you didn't. Mike Aquilino had to cancel due to problems with weather. And so they've rescheduled it for Saturday the 20th, which is a week from this Saturday. This Saturday is the 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern. And that'll be broadcast on Lisa's YouTube channel. I'm just getting the cough drop out. That's what all the rapping was about. And with Luke, if you didn't listen to this week's part one of the Gospel of John, you can still catch up, because we keep this show, like all of our shows, online and available for streaming. And I want to congratulate Sir William of Hemsworth. The last I heard, he still had a top 5 show. I'd really like to see it move up to number 1, and I'm dependent on all of you guys to get it there. I mean, I can only listen once. Well, I could listen to it a million times, but it only counts once. So y'all listen to Sir William of Hemsworth's show. And by the way, he has been working tirelessly to get all of our shows uploaded to Spotify and Amazon podcasts and Apple podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts. So we're all available there. And that's really all I have to report to you today. So that's the daily update. And that is where we're going to call it a day. And I'm going to let you all out of school a little over 3 minutes early. And I want you all to have a blessed rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me. My name is Richard Pettis.